poses.
Ground ball, and it's through. Atlanta back in front, thanks to a little more Orlando Magic.
That was Orlando Arcia's go-ahead RBI single in the Braves' 5-4 win against the Astros in 10 innings. That call courtesy of Valley Sports and Brandon Gaudin, the voice of your Braves.
The old getaway day, right? Braves playing a little bit earlier in the day. And it looked a little shaky early, but you got a couple guys squared up. First of all, Ronald Acuña, shout out to him. First home run of the season. He caught a hanging breaking ball out over the middle half, 78 miles an hour off the top of my head. And it looked a lot like the pitch that Ozuna hit a ton, but Ozuna's is a little bit further in. Ozuna pulls his. Acuña squares it up, goes straight away. Look, quality win against a quality team. No matter what you want to say about the Astros and their record thus far, they're still a good squad. And I thought the Braves did a nice job kind of digging in, staying in there. You're obviously missing Albies. You slide Matt Olson back to that four hole. Don't want the lefties back-to-back. Michael Harris up to second in the lineup. And they did a nice job, man. It's one of those things where you try not to take too much out of some of these games, but keep plucking away and winning these series and doing the things you need to do at the end of the games, then it's going to turn into a good thing in the long term.
Ozuna hit his eighth homer, so that is leading the league. When we had our discussion, Dylan was grilling us over what we were going to predict Braves players to do this year. Did you have Ozuna? Did any of you have Ozuna when it came to the home run category?
I don't remember what the exact question was. I don't
like
think,
who would have the most home runs for the Braves.
I had Ozuna having it. I think
I was just curious because he's leading the league right now. I know it's early.
I just was curious. I know one of us had Olson.
I know I didn't have him.
I think the question was who's going to set a season career high in homers or something.
Maybe
like that.
Yeah, I said Michael Harris.
Like that, yes.
I would say if you ask me if Marcell Ozuna would have the highest batting average or one of the highest batting averages on the team and one of the highest on-base percentages, I would tell you absolutely not. The fact that Marcell Ozuna has a 16-game hitting streak, has hit safely in 16 of 17, is just absolutely it blows my mind.
Yes, Snit would definitely agree with that.
And he's had the whole season longer than that, really. It's been a long time, yeah. So, it's been big.
He's been the MVP so far for this team.
Oh, yeah. You also have A.J. Minter that moves to 3-1, and I was looking at A.J. Minter, the fact that he's 3-1, and we're, like you said, we're 18 games into the year, 17 games in the year. The setup man these days is in such a good place to have career highs and wins because of the fact that if you're in a tie game, you're probably going to use them in the ninth inning. Right, because and odds are with a runner now on second base that in the 10th or 11th, you're going to get those RBIs coming home and you're going to put the closer in to kind of close the game down. So A.J. Minter already at 3-1 on the year. It's a little bit mind-boggling, but it kind of fits with what this team is. We expect so much of A.J. Minter, right? He's such a matchup specialist, and it's so nice to have a powerful left-handed arm that you can turn to in a lot of these situations at the end of the game. And so A.J. Minter is, man. I don't want to call him a bulldog on the mound, but he just has that grit about him that you know he's going to dig in.
A spirit animal.
Well, let's keep talking about the bullpen because Snit thinks they've done a great job of keeping the Braves in games this season.
Exactly right. If they don't hold leads and keep us close when we get behind, you don't have an opportunity to do that. That's the most valuable thing they can do is just kind of keep a game in check and give us a chance, and they're really good at it.
Well, to his point, the bullpen has done a really good job of kind of steadying the ship at times when needed. The starting pitching has had its moments. Look, Fried went out and gave you five innings and three. I think it was three earned. And you want more from Fried, but he's settling in. Now you know he's going to be fine. Orlando Arcia, I mean, we're 13 months removed from having the discussion. How is this what your plan is to replace Dansby Swanson?
Yeah.
And now you're like, He
looks a lot like he started the year last year.
I'm a huge Dansby guy. You know that. Like, Dansby's my boy. I on and off the field, I'm a big fan. But, I mean...
Wait, has someone replaced him in your heart?
No. He's still number one in my heart.
Well,
hometown
AJ Minter,
kid.
It sounds like.
AJ Minter has always been a part of my heart.
I do want to give flowers, too, guys, to make sure we talk about these other two relievers, not just Raisel Iglesias and AJ Minter, but Pierce Johnson was rounded in form. He looked incredible last night. And Joe Giménez has been awesome throughout the first part of the season. And it feels like, in a lot of ways, the kind of missing piece to what they are at the back end of this bullpen.
He was an awesome part last year. It was just the overusage, I think, at times of certain guys like Minter and Giménez, really wore you out.
Started getting dinged up at the end, and these guys started getting really stretched out.
Well, that's why AA made it a priority to not only bring back Giménez, but, they got Johnson. But then he brought in guys like Bummer. And that, look, he built this bullpen because he felt like he didn't do a good enough job last year. So he built this so they could withstand these things because, like Snitker told us on our very first show, you're going to need 14, 15 starting pitchers these days. And the Braves are on that. Look, they're on course again. How many guys? They've used, five, six, seven starters already? Already. I mean, it's April 7th, 18th, so.
You hope that maybe. I'm not going to mention his name, but if they wanted to add some more depth.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm not.
No, we're not. No. No,
we don't.
No.
Dave O'Brien told me not to talk about him, so I stick by DOB.
And he was passionate about that, too.
Yeah.
Don't even say his name.
So we won't say his name.
Yeah.
We can say Ronald Acuña Jr., though, the reigning NL MVP, and he added his first home run of the season. Was that you, Michael? Were you concerned?
It was him.
It was, yeah.
He's concerned.
I thought you
guys, listen, sometimes I throw out a fair foul.
Should we be worried about Ronald Acuña Jr.'s strikeouts?
Fair to be concerned. It's just a talking point. Doesn't mean that I personally am concerned. Sometimes it's just thrown out there.
And I'm sorry, but if it comes out of your mouth, it's your opinion.
Well, fair.
But if it's in the form of a question.
On a fair or foul Friday, that's fair. No, I think that, look, when you looked at what Acuña was, I think it was fair to ask questions. We mentioned, I think he struck out 17 times the entire month of April last year, and he was already at 9 after, the first six games. So you're going to ask those questions. The beautiful part about him hitting a home run yesterday, to me, is not the fact that he hit a home run. It's where he hit it and where the ball was. It was, outer middle. It was a hook. It was 77, 78 miles an hour. And he takes it dead center. And that's what you should do with that pitch. To me, that tells me he's not pulling off the ball. His swing angle and his launch angle and all that's still good. And he's still seeing the ball well. So, I don't think he's going to be able to have the MVP caliber season he had a year ago because nobody has. But at the same time, he is still a very, very, very good baseball player.
You know, everyone can change their tune, We all have the ability to, decide maybe we want to go in a different direction with our thoughts, just like Mike did. But you know who never doubted? Acuña. Snit.
I said even last night he was kind of mishitting some balls and getting hits, and I was kind of almost like, when guys start doing that, then they're just, they're ready to get going and get on a run. So, he's getting his hits and stealing bags, and I'm sure it was good for him to get that first home run out of the way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, as much as I want to see Ronnie hitting home runs and have him hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases and create another category for himself, the most important thing for me is to see him on base. Because when he's on base... He ain't going to steal 50, 60, 70 bases without getting on there. And the fact that he's getting on bases, he has struck out 20 times, your point already this year. But as long as he's getting on base for a lineup like this, even without Ozzy, who's already taken his walking boot off, because I've told you guys how to heal from that injury. Yeah. But
thank you.
You knew exactly how
thank
he handled
you.
It.
Yeah. As long as, without Ozzy, you need Arcia, you need Harris to step up, you need Guillermo to step up.
Doogie Howser over here. Sorry.
It's Guillorme. It's Guillorme.
I like it. I like it my way.
I told
way.
You four times this morning. It's Guillorme.
I will say it my way. It's right. My way or the highway.
Say it how you should say it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.